This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We bend over backwards to help bring in industries here that mean jobs and tax dollars, and then we turn over to gaming and, oh, it's got this scarlet letter on it. And so we have to change that whole mindset of gaming and look at it more as an industry.
State Senator Gary Smith serves on the Riverboat Economic Development Task Force, which is looking at ways to improve the industry that provides a steady income stream to the state.
As of November 30th, 2017, the 15 operating riverboats generated $167 million in fees for fiscal year 2017-2018.
Last fiscal year, the state got nearly three times as much revenue from the boats as from oil and gas. But with the exception of a 2001 tweak permitting the boats to no longer sail, the laws haven't been touched since they were created in 1991, limiting casinos to 30,000 square feet of gaming space, which must be placed over water. Meanwhile, slot machines have gotten bigger.
Being constrained from a square footage standpoint and being constrained to the physical constructs of the boats themselves hampers innovation.
Says Tim Magner with the Greater Shreveport Chamber of Commerce. Lisa Johnson, CEO of the Bossier Chamber, says competition from the tribal casinos in Oklahoma is hurting as well.
It is half the drive from Dallas up to Oklahoma as it is to Northwest Louisiana.
The task force has yet to finalize its recommendations for the upcoming legislative session, and Senator Smith is playing his cards close to the vest.
What we're doing here in this task force is really looking at modernization. We're not looking at expansion.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.